Scott, it used to be when you said the words hotel and restaurant in the same sentence, lovers of good food ran the other way. But that's not really the case anymore, is it?
It's not. You know, there was a time when the restaurant that you found in a hotel was just serviceable. It was there for the weary traveler or someone who was too intimidated to maybe leave the hotel on her own and wanted someplace safe and convenient and fast to dine. And it was just basic food.
So now that's different? What happened?
It's changed. I don't know what happened. I think maybe hotels just got the idea that they would offer better food to the people who were staying in the hotel, and maybe some of the locals would come in too. And that seems to be working.
So I have to admit, I don't really take advantage of Central Florida's hotel-based restaurants very much. It seems like kind of a hassle to go out to the attractions area and maybe have to valet park your car and all of that. But tell me which restaurants are so good that they're worth at least the perceived hassle.
Well, there's a big, long list of them. The Rosen Hotels, I think, do a very good job with their restaurants. At Shingle Creek, you've got the strangely named A Land Remembered, which is named after a book about Florida. And,
right,
of course, it's a steakhouse, but Florida-themed.
Okay.
They've also got Calabella there, which is a very nice upscale Italian restaurant. At the Rosen Center is Everglades, which I think is just one of the little hidden gems locally, and so many locals don't know about it.
Right.
And
what kind of food is it?
It's a creative American with a little bit of a Florida bent. They do a wonderful gator chowder, and of course, you know, all the tourists want to have the gator.
Sure.
So, but they treat it well, and they render it so that it's not that hard, chewy meat that you get with gator.
There's a new restaurant at the Peabody as well, as I understand.
Right, Napa. But don't get me started on we've got so many places that want to be named after California. You know, embrace Florida. But we have Napa, and it's a very nice restaurant. What it does do is source a lot of local ingredients, which at least keeps it in Florida.
Now, you don't have to go out to the attractions area to have a nice meal in a hotel restaurant, the Boheme in downtown.
Right, at the Grand Bohemian, kind of a nice upscale restaurant. They've just remodeled and kind of toned down that upscale feel. I'm not real crazy about the decor. It's kind of strange, actually. They've got some these red string curtains that are kind of like room dividers that you can see through. Food's good.
I was going to say,
food's
what about
fine.
The food? What's good there?
Kessler calamari, a very strange dish named after the owner of the hotel group.
Huh.
Kind of a sautéed calamari, fried sautéed calamari with a little bit of sweet notes in it.
Well, sounds good. So, you know what seems to be conspicuously missing from your list here is some of the theme park hotel-based restaurants like California Grill at Disney's Contemporary.
And you're right. Those are hotel restaurants. California Grill, Victoria and Albert's, Narcoossee's.
Right.
These are all hotel restaurants. And yet, this goes to my point that we don't even think about that anymore. We just think about those as good restaurants that happen to be located in hotels.
Universal as well. The Emerald's Chop Chop is in...
Emerald's Chop Chop is in the Royal Pacific. You've got the Palm Steakhouse at the Hard Rock Hotel. You've got the wonderful Beachy at the Portofino Bay.
All right. Well, hotel dining, it's not just for travelers anymore. Thanks for being here and telling us about it, Scott.
Thank you.